All right, guys, we got some breaking news that I want to share with you. There's a new report that just came out of an incident that took place last year where an unknown drone fleet, a fleet of drones, not just a single drone, but an entire fleet of drones managed to breach a major U.S. military base, the airspace, in Virginia for 17 straight days, nearly 2 weeks. A fleet of drones managed to breach a major U.S. military airbase or base airspace in Virginia. We're going to cover this today on today's episode. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, what's going on? It is Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Of course, I'm your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. I want to cover a topic today that I think is very disturbing, to say the least. And I want to show you this screenshot here. This is the article that I'm going to be discussing today. An unknown drone fleet breached U.S. military base airspace in Virginia for 17 straight days. According to this report, mysterious drones swarmed Langley Air Force Base for nearly 2 weeks, and this is just coming out, given to us to the public, and this took place last year. According to the report, this mysterious fleet of drones entered restricted airspace and swarmed a U.S. military base along the Virginia coast, again, nearly 2 weeks, 17 straight days. And here's the disturbing part. According to the report, it stumped the Pentagon. For several nights in December of 2023, U.S. military personnel reported witnessing a fleet of unknown unmanned aircraft breached restricted airspace over a stretch of land at Langley Air Force Base along Virginia shore. Guys, I'm very familiar with this airbase because when we go visit our family every year in Virginia, we are literally miles from this airbase. I have my father-in-law is ex-military, so I'm very familiar with this. And this is why when I read this, I was absolutely shocked by this. The drones would begin to arrive about 45 minutes to an hour after sunset each night. One official reportedly told U.S. Air Force General Mark Kelly, who joined several other officers responsible for the country's most advanced jet fighters, including F-22 Raptors on a squadron rooftop. Let me say that again. The drones would arrive 45 minutes to an hour after sunset each night. What? How? How is this happening? I need to hear from my ex-military. Where's our veterans at? Who is serving in the military? Maybe you're serving in the military. You're active. I need to hear from you in the chat. I need to hear from you in the comment. How is this possible? There's so many things about this report that has left me very disturbed, to be honest with you. I don't feel secure as an American citizen. Now, I don't put my hope and my safety and my security and the U.S. government or our armed forces. And no offense, guys. I know, again, for you all you ex-military or military, we love you guys. I appreciate you for what you're doing. But again, some trust in horses and some in chariots, but I put my trust in the Lord thy God. Okay, so I hope you don't get offended by that. But this is disturbing. So one thing we can take away from this is these drones breached airspace, not once, not twice, not three times, but 17 straight nights in a row. How were they not shot down? I'm just asking the question. And why were they not? Kelly described the first drone he saw as roughly 20 feet long, and it was flying at more than 100 miles an hour. It was in an altitude of roughly 3,000 to 4,000 feet. As many as a dozen or more drones followed, flying across the Chesapeake Bay and then traveling toward Norfolk, Virginia, and through a space overlooking the base for the Navy SEAL Team 6 at Naval Station Norfolk, the world's largest naval port. Let me show you. And again, this is a, I'm going to pull up the actual article here. This is what I'm looking at here. So look, this is the aerial view of the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. And again, this is disturbing. Over a dozen or more of these drones flew across the Chesapeake Bay and then traveled north, traveling toward Norfolk, Virginia, through airspace overlooking the base for the Navy SEAL Team 6 and Naval Station Norfolk. Again, the world's largest naval port. The article says the officials could not determine if hobbyists or adversaries. How? You're telling me, with all the intelligence that we have, the military capabilities, technology, that we could not determine if this was hobbyists or adversaries. We couldn't tell if this was the likes of China or Russia. They said, according to the report, the officials could not tell who was responsible for the drone fleet. Reports of the matter reached President Biden and resulted in 2 weeks of meetings at the White House in December of 2023. Oh, I'm sure that went just great. Those meetings included the Defense Department, the FBI, and the Pentagon's UFO office. I'm telling you guys, this is going to be a bizarre story today. The meetings in the White House included the Defense Department, the FBI, and the Pentagon's UFO office. Did you know that the Pentagon had a UFO office? If not, now you do. Oh, and I'm going to show you some stuff here that's going to get even more bizarre. According to the report, Fox News reached out to White House and Department of Defense for a comment, and the Department of Defense referred Fox News to Langley Air Force Base for more information, but they did not immediately respond to an inquiry. Neither did the White House. 2 months before the drone fleet emerged in Virginia, 5 mysterious drones reportedly breached restricted airspace over a government nuclear weapons experiment site in Nevada. Is anybody else disturbed by this information? Oh, it gets even more bizarre. Like I said, for 4 of the drones were detected by the Energy Department's Nevada National Security site outside of Las Vegas, while the 5th was spotted by employees, according to the journal. The facility has reportedly since upgraded its detection system, but officials have not determined who was behind the breach. Here's a novel idea. Shoot the stupid thing out of the sky. Are you flipping kidding me, guys? But this should not be surprising to you, because this same administration had no problem with a Chinese spy balloon. A Chinese spy balloon. I'm using air quotations for you guys listening by Apple or by Spotify. We let a Chinese spy balloon hover halfway across our country before we ever shot it down. God only knows how much intelligence it gathered, and it flew right over sensitive sites, military sites. So we've got that. Now we've got drones entering and breaching sensitive airspaces, military airspaces, and none of these are being shot down. So not a single one of these drones was ever terminated, captured, shot down, nothing. So you're telling me for 17 straight days, our U.S. government, our military, allowed these drones just to fly at will, unmanned. No one knows where they're from. Are they hobbyists? Are they foreign? What are they? Who are they? They've got the UFO task team in there. In fact, oh, it gets even more bizarre. Let me show you this. This is from the Daily Mail. Quote, drone swarms targeting U.S. military bases are operated by mothership. What? Drone swarms that have been targeting U.S. military bases, because this is not the first and second incident. This has been going on for a while. According to a top Pentagon official, this is not a blogger. This is not a YouTuber saying this. This is not a UFO conspiracy theorist saying this. This is a top Pentagon official claiming that the main source of drones swarming and targeting U.S. military bases are all operated by a, and I quote, mothership UFO. According to a retired senior Pentagon official, he has confirmed that UFO motherships, plural tense, were spotted releasing swarms of smaller craft, adding further mystery to the still unexplained intrusions over multiple U.S. military bases. His statements come amid the release of 50 pages of Air Force records related to provocative drone insertions that the general calls, quote, close encounters at Langley. For at least 17 nights, again back in December, I don't want to rehash all this, but I do want to give a description that was given here that the other report didn't. They're calling these small UFOs. Now, the Fox report called them drones, unmanned drones. This report, or at least the, who knows, the UFO task force that's in the White House, they're calling this something else. They're calling these unidentified flying objects or unidentified aerial phenomena. They were seen at dusk. Look at this. Moving at rapid speeds. Is this why they were not detected? I'm just throwing this out there, guys. I'm asking a question. Could this be why they, because I'm asking it's the same question everybody else is. Why were they not, you know, captured, shot down, destroyed? But according to this report, they were moving at rapid speeds and displaying flashing red, green, and white lights, penetrating highly restricted airspace over Langley Air Force in Virginia. Could it be possible that they had some kind of a cloaking device that where they go undetected? Were they moving like those tic-tac UFOs that were breaking all conventional speed records? And they just could, they, so there was nowhere they could get, there was no way they could be captured. According to a senior ex-Pentagon security official, Chris Mellon, who told DailyMail.com, this was, quote, much a part of a much larger pattern affecting numerous national security installations. Now, I'm gonna pull away here, guys, and I got a little video here I'm going to show you, and we'll go back and forth here.
A recent drone activity over U.S. military airspace is fueling questions on what's being done to monitor such aircraft. U.S. Air Force officials confirming several unmanned drones flew over Langley Air Force Base in Virginia back in December.
So apparently this is actual footage that you're watching here. So we can see the blinking lights.
It's been brought up at congressional hearings twice just this month alone. In one exchange, Senator Mark Kelly questioned the Joint Chiefs Chairman on why and how these drones got so close to sensitive military airspace. Take a listen.
One of the things we have to continue to work on is to continue to understand the technology that's moving forward and then move at the same pace as it was highlighted. We do have to move faster. And so it's an area that we collectively have to continue to work on, not only here in defense here in the United States, but also at our four locations where we have many of our service members deployed.
And this issue is the topic of the latest episode of one of our new podcasts. And right now, the link to Reality Check with Ross Coldheart is live. Just take out your phone, scan this QR code right here at the bottom of your screen, or visit News Nation's website or our YouTube page to get that link. But joining me now is Reality Check host and News Nation special correspondent Ross Coldheart. Ross, good to have you this morning. In your latest episode, you interview a witness to the mysterious drones that flew over Langley Air Force Base. Let's take a listen to what he had to say first.
Kind of confirmed to me that it was Langley when I would sometimes see a searchlight that would start flashing from the ground and kind of wave back and forth, never really focusing on any of them as they went past, but just kind of like just waving back and forth. The orbs... I would say
now again, he called them orbs, drones, orbs, UFOs. We're getting a lot of conflicting reports here. What are these guys? This is important that you get this language right. We need to know this.
He looked about car sized. I mean, just from that distance, and they kept a very steady pace until they got over that location in which they would start hovering over the base.
Well, gee, I wonder what they were doing when they were hovering over the base.
Yeah, so Ross, the government says they don't know the origin of these drones, but you see that video.
Now, do you believe that? Hit me up in the chat. Let me know in the comment section. But if you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, if you can comment somehow. Do you actually believe that our government does not know the source of these things? Our intelligence, and if that's truly the case, that is sad. That is a sad testament.
Yeah, we played there to the right-hand side of the screen. What's your take on who could be sending drones over U.S. airspace?
Well, firstly, good morning, Markie. The word they're using is drones, but there's no evidence that these are what we would call commercial or military drones.
Dun, dun, dun. It just got a little bit, it gets weird. I told you this was going to be weird.
The witness that I interviewed, Jonathan Butner, he was close enough to see for sure whether there were propeller blades or any kind of propulsion system that was keeping these drones hovering in the air. And as he says, this was car-sized. These were large orange orb objects with no visible means of propulsion.
But guys, you can see the flashing light. Even in every UFO, quote unquote UFO video that I've ever seen that looks legit, that doesn't look like it would be man-made or a jet propulsion system or some kind of operating system, none of them had those blinking lights. The fact that they have blinking lights looks almost, again, like conventional, some conventional made drone, aircraft, whatnot. That's the only thing that's got me thrown off on this. If they're trying to throw this angle here that these are UFO in origin, then I've never seen this.
Propulsion.
So this would be a first.
And this isn't just happening at Langley Air Force Base. These incidents are happening all across key military installations and particularly nuclear facilities all across the United States.
Wow.
And I know the Air Force likes to use the euphemism of drones because that offers a palatable possible alternative that it might be a foreign adversary. But there has been no evidence presented of any foreign adversary being able.
No evidence has been presented to show that these are a foreign adversary. That's interesting.
To deploy drones in what at Langley Air Force Base is one of the most sensitive Air Force bases on the East Coast. This is where we've got F-22 Raptors. This is the forward defense for the for Washington, D.C. This is a very, very important military base, and it's quite clear it's not possible to stop these objects from coming into that very, very sensitive military airspace.
Yeah.
It's not possible to stop these from coming into the airbase. Really? What? Am I hearing that right? Let me rewind that. I want to hear this again.
Base, and it's quite clear it's not possible to stop these objects from coming into that very, very sensitive military airspace.
Yeah, I know people have floated the idea of this being, you know, sent from China or Russia, especially after we saw that Chinese spy balloon just last year. This latest episode also talks about how the Mexican drug cartels are using drones over our southern border. I mean, are drones changing the way American enemies are spying on us?
All right, let me go back to this DailyMail.com article. Mellon, I want to read this from what Mellon said here. Quote, I make no claims regarding their origin. Perhaps many are Chinese drones. Again, this is what Mellon told DailyMail.com. But the brazenness, range, flight duration, reliability, resistance to countermeasures, and indifference to detection are confounding. In some cases, quote, motherships have been reported. Wow, these motherships were extremely fast, larger vehicles that had been observed collecting or releasing swarm of smaller craft. Now, guys, if this is a foreign invader that's doing this, if this is a foreign nation that's doing it, I would venture to say, and again, I know this is going to sound like the mainstream media, but China appears to fit the bill. Now, the reason why I say this, let me show you this article. This is why, quote, and again, this was last year in September when this was reported. But look in this headline, FBI tracks over 100 incidences of Chinese nationals posing as tourists to what? Breach U.S. military sites. All right, let's check this out.
Just recently, we've received some new information that there have been instances, more and more instances, of Chinese nationals posing as tourists attempting to breach U.S. military bases. And the people allegedly responsible are being called gate crashers. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Pentagon, the FBI, and the Defense Department have tracked dozens of these incidents in recent years. U.S. officials saying the growing number of intrusions represents an espionage threat. Emily Finn is here with those details.
Marky, good morning to you. These alleged spying attempts are spread out across the U.S. They can appear innocent, with some saying they're just lost and following their GPS, but other incidents include drones and attempts to push back.
Lost and couldn't find their GPS. Right, sure.
At guards. And oftentimes, there are no charges because it's difficult to prove anything but trespassing.
No charges. Wow. Just like the dude that was at the Trump rally in California that had weapons, showed up, and got charged all kinds of stuff, and then they just released him and let him go. Our country is it's ridiculous. It's a laughingstock at this point, guys.
What we're seeing now is a continuing trend and an uptick in these intrusions.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the FBI, Department of Defense, and others have been conducting a year-long investigation into so-called gate crashers, Chinese nationals pretending to be tourists who try to access military and other installations. They reviewed at least 100 separate incidents where Chinese nationals were caught attempting to gather information, often using scripted language about being a lost tourist.
They're trying to gather some low-level type intelligence, such as taking pictures of aircraft or other equipment and so forth, and perhaps engaging with our men and women in uniform.
It's happening all over the U.S., according to the report. In Florida, wow. Chinese scuba divers were caught swimming in dirty water near a government rocket launch site. In New Mexico, the gate crashers attempted to breach a missile launch location. Officials even caught Chinese nationals leaving a tour of the White House, attempting to take photos of Secret Service and communications equipment.
What? Wow, hey, keep the borders wide open, guys. What could go wrong, right?
It's something that I think we'll see as a continuing threat. Again, low level in terms of their intelligence gathering here, but nonetheless, it's an uptick and it's something that bears very close watching.
Authorities believe the Chinese government is recruiting their own citizens to conduct these spying efforts and test out U.S. security systems.
Well, that's not disturbing at all, is it? Here's one particular article. 5 Chinese nationals charged with covering up midnight visit to U.S. military site. U.S. authorities charged 5 nationals with lying and trying to cover their tracks more than a year after they were confronted in the dark near a remote Michigan military site where thousands of people had gathered for summer drills. The 5 who were University of Michigan students at that time, and here it is, were not charged. Look at this. For what happened at Camp Grayling in August of 2023. Rather, they're accused of, quote, misleading investigators about the trip and conspiring to clear their phones of photos, according to a criminal filed in federal court. The FBI noted in the Tuesday court filing that there have been instances of college students from China taking photos of, quote, vital defense sites in the U.S. So listen to me, guys. This is disturbing on all kinds of levels. One, all the conflicting reports of what exactly these drones, objects, orbs, whatever they are, that's disturbing in itself. Number two, the fact that they're able to free will breach sensitive military sites with no repercussions. And according to one official here, he said that there's nothing we can do about it. So who knows how many other sites have been breached and still being breached, and sensitive material and sensitive information has been taken, and God only knows what's going on. Friends, the reason why this is disturbing is because, and I'm gonna throw a pitch out there for tonight's message. You don't want to miss tonight. I'm gonna talk about why I believe the hedge that God has over our nation has been slowly being lifted and lifted and lifted and lifted. We're going to show you what's causing that hedge to be lifted. And then what does that even look like? What happens when the hedge is lifted? One of the things that happens is, according to Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, when that breach is lowered, when that breach is lifted, whatever you, however you want to determine that, however you want to define that, translation, when God's hand of protection is lifted from our nation or a country or a nation, it's not just Israel, but it's any nation that turns from God. One of the things that happens, it allows the enemy to breach that nation. It breaches its defenses. It breaches its security that no longer holds it and sustains it. And the enemy is able to penetrate that nation and bring them into captivity. This is concerning because we don't know what lies ahead in the future. What's going to happen after this election? What's going to happen at the election? Is there... why are all of these over 100 Chinese nationals have already been here? And that's what we know of. Now, so if they're here, are we going to see a real Red Dawn scenario happen in America where the green light's given and sleeper cells from Iran, from China, from Russia, from North Korea, from all of our enemies that are forming an alliance to take down America? Could this be a real scenario that may be in the future for America? We can only hope it's not the case, but we have to be prayed up. We've got to continue to seek the face of God and pray for this nation to come to repentance, turn back to the true and living God, and stop doing things that's causing the hedge to be lifted. And again, I will go in more detail about that in tonight's message at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, if you do not have our free app, we want to encourage you to pick it up today. You can grab it at the App Store, the Android Store. Pick it up today. Hit yes to push notifications. You'll be ready to go. And guys, don't forget, please hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification so you can be up to par. And as always, guys, if you'd like to drop in and pray about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that. It's easy to do. You can go electronically through the app or through the main website, or there's a link at the top of this message here on YouTube. There's a link where it says support in big bold letters. It's pinned to the top of the chat. You can click there, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out right there on your screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. We are a partner supported ministry. Again, the reason why we say that is because we are not a 501c3. I refuse to allow the government to dictate what I can and cannot say, and that's why we're not a 501c3. We do not sell merchandise, no subscription fees. Everything is free. We want to feed the people. We want to bless, inform, and equip the body of Christ. And all we ask is if this ministry blesses you and encourages you and equips you, we give you the opportunity to partner and sow back to us. So, guys, we're going to sign off for this afternoon. We'll be right back here tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.